You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday I had an appointment that is part of my today and part of Jeremy's tomorrow.
Okay.
You're in your mid-40s. You probably have a little bit more time.
Is this a prostate thing?
Well, they say that's in every guy's future, too.
Is it an ED thing?
No. You want to keep
guessing? What else is I kind of do? Is it a cholesterol thing?
No.
I don't know. Just tell me, for goodness sakes.
Well, I have done this job for 46 years. I have been in radio for 46 freaking years. And that means 46 years of wearing headphones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that takes a toll. And, you know, it's you know, the sacrifice is worth it for you people. Nerve damage in my ears. And first of all, they say it's just a fate of aging anyway. As you get older, you know, your hearing is not going to be as good. For me, it's not that I walk around going, but I have a situation called tinnitus, which is it comes in many forms. Some people describe it as a ringing in their ears. That's not the case for me. It's more like a very high pitched whine in the background. It's not overriding. Okay. It doesn't ruin my day, but it's just there. So I finally went yesterday and had it checked out because I'm a guy and I've just suffered with it for a few years. So I went in, and boy, they have the coolest little sound booth. You know, we have audiologists who listen to our show. And so they do this kind of stuff every day, but they put me in one of these little sound booths that I would love to have in my home studio. It was such a cool sound booth with perfect sound.
You know, I bet. Nice and quiet. And
yeah.
So you can hear like a pin drop. Or,
can't
hear a pin drop. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Huh?
Huh?
Was that a pin?
Did you do the old school thing where they put the headphones on and like you're in elementary school and you raise your right hand or left hand if you hear the beeping?
No, it's not like that anymore. Okay. It's they put little things in your ears. And I told the lady doing it, the audiologist, I said, man, I hate crap in my ears. She goes, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I won't wear earbuds.
Okay.
Which is another discussion here in just a moment, but what they do is they put little stuff in your ears, and then you have a little clicker device, and they play. They go in the other room, and you're sitting in the sound booth by yourself, and you have to click this little button every time you hear any sound, and then they can read whether they're sending it to your left ear, your right ear.
Missed one. Okay.
And then they'll do it where they play background sounds, and you have to listen for the tone, and then they will read words to you, and you have to repeat the words back to them, and I mean, it's really interesting. Whole thing lasted, 30, 40 minutes. Really interesting. But what they came out of it with is, you have that, and what I've got is damage in the high frequency, and I knew that, too. I knew it was a high frequency thing. High frequency when there's background noise. So in other words, if I'm at a cafe and it's busy, let's say a coffee shop, and there's a big buzz, a lot of background talk, and somebody is sitting there and something happens in a high frequency, I don't hear it as well as maybe other people do.
Okay.
And she said, the high frequency I'm talking about is equated with women's voices and children talking.
Well, one of those, congratulations.
I told Gretchen, I go, it's selective hearing, essentially.
You don't have to listen to those goofy
kids.
She goes,
yeah, it's like women and children's voices are a little bit, if it's a high-pitched thing. Anyway.
What does it translate also into like maybe your microwave beeping or a smoke detector going off? I mean, can you hear those frequencies?
But what's funny, when I first really noticed it, that I was missing things, was, I want to say it was, I think it was a thermometer that you put under your tongue. It's one of those electronic ones. And then it would beep when
it's
done. Ready, right?
Yeah.
And I put it in. I remember this was a couple of years ago. And it must have beeped. But Gretchen's looking at me like, all right, take it out. And I was like, whoa. She's like, did you not hear the beep? I'm like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my God. And I realized that beep is at a certain frequency that is a little bit more difficult for me. So I'm not walking around, like I said. It's not like I have that kind of hearing loss where I'm holding my hand up to my ear all day long saying, eh, eh. It's just a high frequency thing.
So
that's weird.
What's the plan here then?
Well, they wanted me to come back in 6 months and check it again to see if it's caused by something or if it's just purely aging.
Sure.
So,
I mean, the headphones, I mean, was that any conversation of, did that accentuate this? I mean,
yeah, they
I haven't done this as long as you, but I can tell, like, a hearing loss. I'm leaning in a little bit more to people. You know, just general loss.
You're aging and you're getting nerve damage. It happens to everybody to a certain extent. Nobody keeps perfect hearing their whole lives.
No.
And for you, the difference is, let's go back to those earbuds. Like, I won't wear earbuds because I just don't like stuff in my ears. But I've heard for years warnings from people saying that, you know, give it 20 years and you're going to have an entire nation with hearing damage.
Yeah.
Because when you shove that stuff in your ears, it's not allowing the sound to essentially come out.
You're just
also
funneling it directly
forcing it into, you know, those ear canal things, and that might catch up to you here.
Dang, because I'm an earbud guy, especially if I'm like running on the treadmill or outside. I'm not putting these, you know, the ones we have on here in the studio on. Get sweaty, so I'm an earbud guy. And like Reed, my son wants earbuds for Christmas, and I've said no to him. I'm like, no, I don't want to start you this young on something in your ear like that because of this. Well, are you going to have to get hearing aids or anything? Or?
Well, they said I'm a candidate if I want to. If I want to get those high frequency sounds, and they said it could also help to stave off any more damage. But they said, you know, you don't have
to. You type thing.
You obviously don't. You don't need them.
The hearing aid has come a long way, buddy. I mean, they're so tiny now, and this tiny little. My dad actually had. I mean, my dad's approaching 70, but I mean, he just got the hearing aids. But his was years and years of being around sirens at the fire department, and it's just killed his ears. So he had to get them.
They were asking me a couple of times. They said, are you left-handed or right-handed when you fire a gun? And I was like, I don't fire guns. They said, have you ever in your life? I go, well, when I was young, my dad took me hunting a couple of times, but it's just not me.
Yeah.
So I have not fired a rifle since I was probably 16 years old.
What does that translate to? I guess if you're up on your right shoulder or something with a shotgun, it's the right ear is worse? Or?
See, that's what I thought. And I asked the question, and she said, no, it's the opposite. So
really?
If you're right-handed, if you're pulling, like if you're leaning, you say you hold the rifle and you're, you know, you pull with your right finger, let's say.
Yep.
Your head is tilted down, so it's your left ear that actually gets the damage, is what she said.
Who knew?
Yeah, so they put all that in my chart, and I looked at it later. I was like, they really harped on this gun firing.
That's a funny question. Right?
I don't own a gun. it's not me. So
that is a funny question to ask.
But they definitely put on there, you know, 40-plus years wearing headphones, you know, for the radio industry.
Yeah, well, do you want me to turn my mic down so I'm not as loud for you? Or
you're fine, man.
Just quit turning those Tay-Tay songs up so loud, man.
I'll tell you what else was funny about it is that I mentioned that what doesn't help with female voices is that Gretchen is a mumbler, and she will fully admit that she's a mumbler. And she said there's a reason why. Like, she had jaw surgery stuff when she was young, when she was a teenager. She had to have surgery stuff on her jaw. And she says it causes her to kind of mumble a lot of times.
Okay.
So there's the combination. I've got a mumbler that I live with who's also a woman with, you know, a higher pitched voice.
You're doomed.
I know.
You're doomed in that relationship.